You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com. Yes, we are going to get to the Tigers. Yes, I promise. We'll get to the Lions. We have a major happening on this show. Somehow, yeah. Kenny's getting married tomorrow. And he's scared. He's nervous.
I don't love the surprise, by the way. Oh, wow. Somehow, Kenny magically found somebody.
Well, that's the general sentiment of Earth, Kenny. I can't change that. You've kind of made it an astonishing accomplishment. Someone is willing to deal with you.
Kenny, let me help you with when we last left off, you were talking about having a drink before.
That's a great segue.
Your nuptials. Thank you.
Nice job.
No. Absolutely not.
Turning into Steve Eisenman on me.
It's because there's no debate to this. It is Steve. It's just no. Because you don't want to screw this day up, right? That's the general sentiment, right? You want everything to run smoothly. You're thinking you're taking the edge off, but you may go one too many.
May?
If you really want to send this thing down a rabbit hole, tick off your bride-to-be, because this is her day, and if she has to explain you to the in-laws and, well, Kenny looks a little, you don't want to start. No. That's why just wait to the reception. Let slick back hair Kenny kick in, because at that point, because this is the one time she's going to get married. You ruin this for her, you'll never hear the end of it. Ever. Ever.
Here's Kenny at the altar after a couple of 7-7s. Don't do it. Right. Don't do it. Let's go to the people. You know what? Katie is going to get the first word. I want a female perspective on this. Katie, welcome to the show.
Oh, hello. Wow, that's an honor.
How are you?
Hey, Katie.
If you do a little shot or something with your, if you how many groomsmen or a brother, don't get bombed. I had a drunk toast from my husband's, now a brother-in-law.
Ooh.
I didn't know what he was talking about. He was up there rambling for like 20 minutes about his brother and, you know, the slurry speech.
Katie, I was at a wedding about a decade ago for a dear friend, and one of the bridesmaids got up there, and she had clearly been overserved. And she started telling stories about the bride's past. Let's just say the Pink Panther, they got her off stage in a hurry.
It was like amateur night at the Apollo.
It was bad.
Sandman came in.
Everyone was looking around like, oh, God, don't get to the end of this one.
Well, you know, back when we took that girls' trip to Hawaii, nope, we're done.
Rico and Katie, worse than that.
Oh, yeah.
Much. Yeah.
Grandparents are there. I keep it.
Yeah, you know, Katie, you bring up a good point. I want to ask Kenny about it. Kenny, what is the, the people on Ticket Text are having fun. Kenny's just worried there aren't enough possum available.
You know what? That's a foul right there.
Just slander for two straight
seconds. Are you doing possum filet or possum kebab? What is the way you serve possum in the summer at a wedding?
Just Kenny, let me know when you're finished.
Kenny, as your lawyer, don't answer that.
When you're finished.
Okay, so how many people are at this wedding?
Just shy of 20. Very small, very intimate wedding.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, a small wedding. Just wait. Wait. Don't even, because it'll start off with a shot. Okay, one more. Just wait.
Kenny can't be trusted.
They're going to want to start the party nice and early themselves.
Kenny can't be trusted. You just don't understand it. You cannot allow this man to drink.
Because you don't want to upset your bride-to-be. And
and Kenny's not responsible.
And basically saying, well, you know, I had a little tipsy. That's not an excuse.
See, we've talked about this, though, before on the show, so this isn't breaking news or anything, but
my sister
works in the bar industry.
Mm-hmm. Go figure.
There's industry people on her side of the family that work in the service industry and the bar industry. Oh, mm-hmm. So they're all going to be starting the party nice and early.
Okay, that's fine for them.
That's for them.
You want to know why? Not for you. That's their life. You do not start this journey of your life off stumbling out the gate. Don't do it.
No matter how accustomed to that behavior she is, just not tomorrow.
I don't care how many people try to peer pressure you, Kenny. I would rather see you break out the hot dog roller at the altar than take a drink.
Another great idea.
Okay, to the people, we go to Ricky, 97.1. Ricky, what's going on, buddy?
Not much. How are you guys doing?
Good. What's on your mind?
Good. So, hey, Kenny, what time is your wedding? Is it in the morning or at night?
It's in the evening time. It's in the mid-afternoon evening time.
Oh, see, that's where you screwed up. So, I agree with the rest of the guys. If you're going to get married at night, do not drink. It's like a job interview. You've applied. You went in, you interviewed, you got the job. Now you're waiting for your first day. So you're sitting there waiting all day. But as soon as the moment comes, it's 10 minutes. So don't drink. After, you're going to take some nice photos, no red eyes. Do what you got to do and then enjoy yourself. But on your second marriage, I suggest you wait in the morning.
Ricky just went top rope.
Mike, you invited this. I blame all of this on you. This is 100%.
No. Ricky came to the ring with a chair behind his back.
But for your third wedding.
For me, I'm living like Quagmire the rest of my life if the first one don't live out.
That's it.
So is he.
Listen, Ricky, you got to understand, we work with him every day. This is his only shot right here. Jeez. This doesn't work. He's going to be a Chinese monk the rest of his life. What is it? Tibetan monk. There is no other human that will marry this man. He has.
It's not that big of a deal.
He's found someone. He's okay.
I feel you may be selling me just a tad short.
10, 12, 14 hours sober? Come on.
That's a challenge for Kenny. It's hard enough.
Yeah, let's relax a little bit.
Look, 2 to 6 is a challenge, Ricky. What do you want? Just, Kenny, don't do it. Just don't.
I'm not
gonna. And don't get bombed after it. Don't.
Everybody else is doing it.
I can't speak to him. I'm going. You know what?
Kenny.
We're going to do the phone calls.
Kenny, look.
We're going to go to football.
We're joking with you right now.
I'm not.
But when it comes to this, I'm not joking at all. Don't do it. I know you're thinking, I can handle this. You can't. Don't do it. Wait.
You know,
I
actually looked. It is saying that stewed possum is the summer preparation for that type of Appalachian delicacy.
I would have thought grilled.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH. Or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.